Blog Talk Radio.
Corinthians, 1st chapter, 27 verse. He said, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I could stop right there. Let me read that again for you. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I have to just sit there and just think about how I was just saying, God, that don't make no sense. When he showed that to me in his word, and when he brought it back to my remembrance, and I Googled to find it, and when I went and read it, he told me to read the whole verse, this 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Now I'm going to stop right there. And I said, God, what are you saying? And then God took me to some scriptures. I looked him up. Hey, Apostle Dana, thank you for joining in. God took me back to some things. Now, when I tell you what it is and tell you where it's at, you could just say, God did it. That just didn't make no sense. You know, when in Matthew 20, verse 1 through 16, or verse 10 through 16, you remember when the people was, they was hired to work the fields, and they agreed to work for a penny. Then, just say the boss went back out, and he saw some more people and asked them why were they standing around, and they told him. He said, go on over there. I got some work for you. Just go on over there. They're going to pay you, you know. You pay as a penny. They accept it. I'm paraphrasing that. Then at the end of the day, he saw some more people standing around. He said, why are you standing here all day? They said the same thing, because there's no work. He told them to go on over there and for the same penny. Now they went. So when it was time to get paid, everybody lined up. Now y'all know how we are. I've been here all day working, sweating, having dapped up, curled up, irritate my neck, irritate my eye, getting in my ear. I sweated all day, and he gave me a penny. Whew, I'm thirsty, hot, hungry, upset. But I got my penny. Now, the next group of people get their penny, and the ones that came in at the very end got their penny. They had a problem with getting paid the same thing, and they did less work. So in other words, they was going to tell the boss how to use his money, how to take his money, how to pay people with his money, even though they all agreed to work. But they didn't, you know, when I looked at it, they didn't agree to work certain hours. You know how we do now. I work 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, 8. But it still was for the same penny. That's one thing. That was just ain't right. They're going to tell somebody else what to do with theirs. Then I thought about how God told the people to, in Joshua 6, verses 1 through 3, especially 10, 1 through 27, the whole chapter really, how God told them to march around, be quiet, don't say nothing, march around the city of Jericho. And when they followed instructions, and they did what God told them to do, and they marched around the city, and when they did what he told them to do on the last day, the wall fell straight down. Now, the Bible doesn't say it fell back or it fell forward. It said it fell straight down. Now, that didn't make no sense. They didn't use a bulldozer. They didn't use a crane. They didn't use no dynamite, no TNT. All they did was use what God gave them to use, the instrument of praise. They marched around the city and shouted, and the wall fell down. Now, another thing, you could kind of look at that like today. You could say, the place I live in, the area I live in, I don't want to say nothing to nobody. I don't want to do anything because I feel like I'm going to be put in a situation where I can't get out. But if you keep doing what God told you to do, you keep giving God the praise, the honor, the glory. You keep giving God what to do him. Again, God used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. When Daniel, if you read in Daniel 6, 6th chapter, I'm just going to give you a chapter so you can read. When you read what Daniel did, Daniel didn't get mad, didn't go off, didn't give him the bird, didn't tell him, do y'all know who I am, who I've been promoted to? Daniel didn't do all that. Daniel stayed focused. Daniel stayed before God, giving God what's his. He didn't go to God saying, you know, Lord, they sent out a decree that said, you know, if I do this, this going to happen. If I don't do that, that's going to happen. Daniel said, I'm still going to stay before my God. I'm still going to pray to my God. I'm still going to give my God what do him, what I've been giving him. Daniel stayed faithful to his God, that when the men ran back and told the king what Daniel had did, and then, a long story short, the king loved Daniel. He favored Daniel. And when he realized, in other words, he had been tricked, but he had to go through with his word, he put Daniel in the lion's den. But look what he told him, that your God will deliver thee. I'm trying to let that sit with somebody. What the doctor say? What your mortgage say? What your landlord say? What your car note people say, truck note, whatever. What's your credit card creditors say? They say one thing, but keep giving God what's due him and watch what God does. The foolish things of this world to confound the wise. You know, with the corona going on, they're saying they're going to give you a corona pass. What's a pass? A pass is where you're granted to go through. So they're going to give you this pass. So just say we're going to use just a regular number, $1,000. Say your rent or your mortgage is $1,000 every month. And so they give you 3 months off, and then they let you come back and straighten the matter out. But when you come back, they gave you 3 months off. They're not going to give you time if you hadn't set it up or made a way to set it up where it could be put on the back end. When those 3 months is up and that time period is over, they want all their money at one time. One time. So the one you was paying a month, when everything is over, they want three. Times plus that much you owe, so that's four at that present time, because they call themselves giving you a pass, but they're not looking at where they're going to take a loss in any kind of way, even though they get bailed out. They get a pass through the government, but they're not going to pass it on to the consumer. So, again, foolishness, foolish things. So when you keep giving God what's due him, God is going to make sure that he's going to take that situation that you're in and turn it around. turn it around. So you have to know that when God says he used the foolish things, our ways are not his ways, nor are our thoughts his thoughts. God will use the foolish things. Think about Noah back in the first time. Noah was building the ark. Could you imagine people coming up to him, yo, what's up, Noah? What you doing? Hey, Chris, thanks for joining in. Man, what you doing with all this lumber? What you finna build? And Noah said, I'm building a boat. You building a boat? They trying to figure out why you building a boat. And if you building a boat, why so big? So Noah tried to tell him why he building his boat, because God said so. And you know, they probably were like, God, yeah, all right, whatever. Peace, brother. Take care of your business. So Noah continues to build the ark. Now, when the time do come, when Noah had built the ark to all the specifications that God told him, when Noah did everything that God told him to do, not just two of a kind, but a certain two of a kind. We all know it's female and male, but he wanted something without blemish and without spot. He wanted perfect. But God sent them. Noah didn't have to go look for them. God sent them. I could imagine the people looking at them coming and saying, why are these animals walking over like this? Still not believing that God is talking to Noah. Foolish. They don't believe the foolish thing that God is working with Noah. And God is preparing Noah to prepare his family in the animals. But because they were so foolish and caught up in their own stuff, they got left out. Foolish. So when it did rain, they come running over there, yo, Noah, you got a space in there for me? I don't even believe they said me and my wife, or me and my husband, or me and my kid. They was looking out for themselves because of foolishness. Now, the word said God used the foolish things, but he didn't say he did use foolishness. Okay, get the understanding between foolish and foolishness. Now, another great story we know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They decided, I'm not bowing down. I don't care how you threaten me. I don't care how hot that fire gets. I'm not bowing down. No way, no how. Doses. So you do what you're going to do, because I know what my God can do. And even if he don't do it, I know he's able. So when the king got mad because they wouldn't bow down, he told them to make that fire hot. That when the men that tried to put them into the fire, they was consumed upon approaching the fire. But could you imagine they went on up in there? That's when you can really remember that record. I think whoever made it, Chico or Cisco or Rico or somebody, is getting hot in here. Not they clothes didn't burn. They didn't have no cinch or no soot on them. Not a hair on their head burned. They had to burn. Nothing happened to them. But then when the king looked in there, he said, I thought we put three. But he saw four. That was using the foolish things, because he let them see that with their own eyes. Three went in, four came out. That's why you really have to get to know your word. And you really have to know who you are and whom you are claiming to be. What I mean by that, you know who you are. You are a child of God. You know it. A lot of people know they're a child of God, but some people have enough sense to know, I claim my space and my spot in the kingdom. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, because they know what they're doing, and they're doing it right. They're right by God. So when you look at all the things, Shadrach, Meshach is in Daniel chapter 3, 12, through 30, 13 through 21, whichever you want to read. I just say read the whole chapter. So let's look back. We got our foundational scripture comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Our second scripture about the pity, the people that were hired, come from Matthew's chapter 20, starting with verse 1. The walls of Jericho is in the sixth chapter of Joshua, starting with verse 1. We talk about Daniel in the lion's den. That's in Daniel's, the sixth chapter, starting with chapter 1. Now, when we go over here and talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we're going down to the third chapter of Daniel, going down to the 12th verse. But if you want to, start at chapter 1, too, so you can get a better understanding of what God's word is saying. Now, we could also talk about, this is what my prayer partner, my BFF, my sister, my baby sister told me, Apostle Cecilia Kaiser. She said when I was talking to her about what God had put in my heart, she said, well, don't forget this one. She said, go to Numbers 22 and 28 when it talked about the donkey, which stands, she said it stands symbolic of doing dirty works. You know, like you got people, you know, with they got a dirty spirit, dirty attitude. We may want to call it somebody else, but she said that's symbolized of someone covering, that covers who does dirty work. When the donkey would move, and even though how he was being beat and kicked, he wouldn't move. And the donkey began to speak and say, why? He didn't want to die. He was telling why he didn't move. Because the donkey can see the angel. Foolish things in this world. Where you be riding, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. You just ride. And you don't even know that sometime when your car stalls or you are just shut off for, sometime you be looking around and be like, what I'm doing down here? I'm supposed to get off right there. Ooh, let me get off right here. You forget where you're going. Sometimes God is changing your mindset because he's saving your life. He's moving you out of something that's up front waiting to kill you. But you just trying to get there. You just ride. Giddy up, giddy up. You on the dunk, you just ride. You in the car, just drive. You're not thinking because you're trying to get to a point or get to a place. But God says, I'm going to let this car stall. I'm going to make this car shut off on you, or the bus ain't gonna come fast enough, or the bus is went past your stop, or something just is out of the ordinary. Instead of you saying, God, whatever it is, I thank you that you didn't let it come near me. God, whatever you blocked me from, I thank you that it didn't come near me. On the night of the riot, my son has a job, and I'm not going to tell you, I'm human, but I know God did give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, but I'm human, because I'm a mother, and my son was at work. He works, the second shift, and I begin to say, oh, God. I said, God, I'm just going to be honest with you. I know you're giving me a spirit of fear, but God, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm scared for my son to come home, this 6'3 boy, dark skinned, big bone, big boy. God, I'm scared that he may be sick out there, and gave them to you at birth. I'm giving them to you at night. I'm letting you handle this. I said, God, because I can't worry. I said, God, I can't worry and pray. I can't worry and pray, God. You said to give it to you, that you'll take care of me. You said if I trust in you, you said that you are before me, you are more than the world against me. God, you said you was my healer, you was my deliverer, you was my redeemer, you was my keeper. God, you said this. I said, God, so I give them back to you. I said, God, I'm going to even repent and say, forgive me for being scared. But God, I know that you know that I'm human. And all of a sudden, my son called home. He said, Mom, the job said that we could stay here all night. And before he could finish, I just started hollering, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because that let me know my prayer didn't go unanswered. That let me know my prayer was heard because I said, God, I don't know what's happening in the streets. I know what I see on the TV. And, Lord, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know that you use the foolish things in this world to confound the wise. God, I want you to just protect him with everything that's going on. You know, I think about how I just immediately begin to pray when the TV, the news started showing us what was going on. I immediately began to pray, and I thought about when I was a little girl and things had happened with the city, the west side of Chicago where we lived, when Martin Luther King got killed. And I thought about how, thank you, Pastor Hadi, for joining in. And I thought about how they tore up the city. And as Congressman Danny Davis said the other day, we still haven't been built back up. And that was over 50 years ago. Now, at the time that they did that, that was in 68, I was a little girl. I remember that. And with everything that's going on now, I said, God, we have to use wisdom right now. We know that you use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. But, God, I'm asking you from the depths of my soul and the bottom of my heart to please let the owners, let them be honest. They had insurance on them stores to pay for all the destruction. Let them, when they get their money, invest it back in the neighborhood so that the people in the neighborhood would come back to shop, to keep them making a living, and to keep us in our own neighborhood. God, well, you would change the atmosphere. You had me say from October, November, December, God, you had me say there's a shift in the universe. I didn't know what it is. I didn't know what it was. I said, God, but you had me to say, you heard it from me. God said there's a shift in the spirit and in the natural. He said, so he's telling you all to get ready. Get ready. Because God said he's going to do something that's never been seen before. Not knowing what I was saying. Not knowing what God had led me to say because I was following his instructions. But all I know is it, a hunger had begun in my spirit and in my heart so that I started saying, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't forget about me. God, whatever you're doing in this season, God, teach me how to pray. Teach me how to focus. Teach me how to stay before you, oh God. God, teach me how to want you. Not want other things and other situations. God, teach me how to want you. God, teach me how to pray for my desires for certain things and my taste for certain things to change. And when I tell you things started changing as far as was looking at things and how I was seeing things, and God was saying, you know what? Certain things I've allowed you to do. Y'all hear me now? And you change it around and put your name in your situation there. God said, there's certain things I've allowed you to do since you was a teenager. I allowed you to ride motorcycles. I allowed you to go and come and be in areas that you wasn't supposed to be in, but you came out without a scratch. I allowed you to survive living in the, as they would say, territory, where I come from on the west side. I allowed you to survive some things. See, a lot of times people say, girl, why she on there doing this and why she on there doing that? You don't know me. You don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what my family's been through. So when you look at me, you look at God used the foolish thing to confound the wise. Because, see, anybody can say, oh, you know, I found myself in a situation that I had to say, it's got to be a God out here. Don't get me wrong now. Yes, some people have that testimony. But my testimony was not that. I was having a good time. I was having fun. I was out, matter of fact, at a party. I was enjoying myself. And while I was sitting there, I heard in my heart my mama say, what profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul? And it was so clear and loud at the party with the music, I literally turned around to see, is my mama talking to me? But I'm saying all that to say the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I heard Pastor Hannah and Pastor Glenn say last night, find out who is your Mordecai and find out who is your Haggai, how do you say the name, and find out who is your king. In other words, who taught you the word? Who taught you who brought you up, in other words, in the word? Then you look at who gave you the love for the word. Then you look at who relocated you to start doing what the word says to do. So I had to think about it. I said, God, where did I first love the word? Where did I first love hearing about your word? And I thought about it. When me and my sisters used to ride around in the car with our mom, and she used to tell us stories and stuff like the little kids made fun of the man of God and how a she-bear came out. And every time we would ride, we would say, Mommy, tell us that story. Mommy, tell us that story. And we would love to hear our mom tell us about different stories from the Bible. And that made us then want to learn more about God. Even as a kid, she made us recite back to her Exodus 20 and 12. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days shall be longer on this green earth that the Lord has given thee. She would teach us that, and we didn't know what we was learning. You know, she would teach us things in nursery rhymes, you know. See, we was taught that our grandmother name was Molly Seabury, and our grandfather name was George Seabury, and they started a family reunion because they never wanted the family to lose contact. And when they did teach us this, that's right, Chris, train up a child in the way they should go. When they did teach us these things, they taught us how family was supposed to always be there for each other. You know, she taught us that it was going to come a day and time that mothers were going to be against daughters, and daughters were going to be against mothers, and fathers against sons, and sons against fathers. She taught us stuff like that. But she always taught us that no matter what happened, prayer changes things. She always taught us that the world is going to always see that as foolish. Well, why are you over there praying for? of this oppressed, because she taught us that God used the foolish things to confound the wise. That when you sit back and you look at how people look at you, you say, hey, that's right, Kenosha, amen. When you say, girl, I don't know why they hate me. But God said in his word, they're going to hate you for his name's sake. When there's an anointing and a calling on your life, don't worry about you don't look like others. You don't walk like others. You don't talk like others. I'm not saying you have to be proper. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's okay. You could be sitting over there, girl, let me tell you, girl, I know I'm blessed, girl. I know what God will do for me. That's okay. The word is just that, the word. They teach you words in school. Minister Margo says that she's always loved words. She loved to use words. She loved to know what words mean. Words have power. And when you put the word together and you have your make your life line up with the word, or you ask God to teach you how to have your life to line up with the word, guess what? Most people would say that's foolish. But then again, God said you use the foolish things to confound the wise. When God tells you don't do this no more, don't do that no more, some people like that can stop. Other people be like, God, this is still right here. Ooh, Lord, I'm still stuck right here. One thing you have to do is start believing God's going to use something foolish to get you to a place where you're going to look up one day and be like, he did it. God did it. See, God's going to move you out the way so that he can get the glory. Where you won't be saying, you know, I stopped doing this. I woke up one day, girl, and God just did it. You know, I would love to sit here and talk to you all about, you all could type on the screen some of the things that you know that God did was foolish to confound the wise. How when they told you, you would never live in a neighborhood like that, or you would never drive a car like that, or you would never work at a place like that. You would never get the education that you have. Your children would never be this, and your children would never be that. You have to give God the glory for everything, because God says that he's a jealous God. And a lot of times we do foolish things in our life not to confound the wise. We do it to confine God's hand. So when you get back to the point where you say, God, I must. Now, I'm not going to do like Trump. I'm going to let you see. I got the Bible upright. I'm going to let you see. What'd you say, Kenosha? Cousin, I need you to pray for me, because I still don't understand why he took my only son. You know, Kenosha, I don't even know how to answer that. Sometimes God tells us not to do something and not to go for a place. And sometimes we do the opposite of God. That's why the word teaches us, don't go on the devil's playground. Because I don't believe God took him. I believe God took him at that point. I believe he called out and asked God to save him. I believe that. I don't believe God took him. You know, just keep praying, and just keep trusting God, because one thing I do know, God will heal a broken heart. I know that a lot of times we don't want to hear things, especially when we're dealing with hurt. And all I know is prayer. All I know is to stay before God. All I know is you could go before God with your broken heart, with tears in your eyes. You can go before him and tell him you angry, you hurt, you upset. You can go, you can talk to God. He said he cares for you. you can talk to God. Because, see, man would try to, what you say, I'll tell you the story, you would probably understand more. Because, okay, yeah, tell me. What I want you to do, go in my inbox, and I want you to put your phone number in, I'm going to call you. But I'm going to give you a testimony about our late, great Apostle Sandra Thomas, cousin of our Seabury bloodline. She once prophesied to this family, this father and this mother. They had one child, a daughter. She prophesied to them and told them their daughter was going to make them a millionaire. Oh, when she said that, everybody, all of us in church, began to praise God for their riches, the blessing that God was going to put on them, because the woman of God, at the time, Apostle Sandra Thomas was called Elect Lady, Prophetess Sandra Thomas. And she said to her and her husband that their child was going to make them a millionaire. Now, not knowing, years later, the young lady passed away. And they were very upset with Apostle Thomas because they said, you said God was going to make us a millionaire. Apostle Sandra Thomas tried to explain to them God never said how he was going to do it. But they did become a millionaire. And, I mean, it broke Apostle Sandra Thomas' heart that that was how they came to be one. But like she said, when God gives you sight and vision, he gives it to you in part. So I'm not saying that that's going to help you. I'm not saying it's not. All I'm saying is you call me. Put your number in my inbox. I'll call you, and we could talk, and we could pray personal, you know, and we can go from there. Because I don't have the answers. I don't know. All I know is I find my answers by doing this. I find my answers. I cry out to God. I say, Lord, why did I have to have a stroke? I thought I was healthy. Okay, baby, thank you. Thank you, Kadosha. I said, God, I had a stroke. I thought I was healthy. God, I ended up with a pacemaker defibrillator. I thought I was healthy. God, why did these things happen to me? And God just say, he's God. Some of the things is because of some things I did, some things I didn't do. And God said that he still was God. He still is God. And as long as I live, he's going to be God in my life. And one thing we do know is that we are put here at a point in time. God never said how long we would be here. Some he gave many, some he gave a few, some he gave a little bit. I look at my mom, she lived the longest out of her siblings, especially the ladies. When she left here, she was in her 80s. And even then, I didn't want to let my mom go, nor did my sisters. But it's God's will, God's way. God used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. But Kadosha, I hope you're still on the line. One thing I want to say to you, don't be angry with God. Go to Jesus and tell him how you feel. He already know. He just wants you to open up that line of communication where he can communicate with you. And when you talk to him, get in the Word. Look up scriptures. Google it about heartbroken. When a mother loses her only child, her son. The scripture tells you about the woman in the Bible that talks about her child. When the lady tried to steal her baby. She went to the king. And the king said, whose baby is it? Both of them said, it's mine. It's mine. okay, cut them in half and give each one of them a child, part of the child. One lady said, okay. The other one said, no, let it happen. When that happened, he let her know, let everybody know she was a mother, because only a real mother would say that's what's best for the child. You know, I hope I'm not saying the wrong thing, but all I'm saying is that you can pray and ask God, because even with that story I just told, just the fact she loved her child that much, she was willing to let him go. But then the other mother, she was that desperate because she had lost her child. So I'm saying that to you, say this to you, baby, we could talk, and I thank God for Bessie, because I remember when Bessie got saved, she was staying by White Sox Park. Lawrence and everybody was little. I was a little older than them, just a little bit older than them. And we went by to see her. And Bessie said it to my mom. They called my mom, Aunt Belle. She said, Belle, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. That was before she moved to Milwaukee. So Bessie's been on the Lord's side for a long time. And one thing I do know is, not only do Bessie love God, but she loves her family. We all, Seabears, we love one another. One thing we have in common, regardless of whatever state we're in, we know about God, we love God, and we have a family bond. When we be able to put that thing back together like God intended for us to do, you're going to see some foolish things being moved, because God said he used the foolish things to confound the wise. When we start loving each other again, like God called it, when we start providing for each other again, like God called it, baby, it was no mistake that Aunt Mary Alice lived as long as she did. That woman lived a good life. Look at her children, her grandchildren, her great-grands. She may even have some great-great-grands. But look at what God did with her. I'm saying all this to say to people that's listening, even if you're not in my bloodline, you have a bloodline. Allow God to use the foolish things in this world to bring you back. Yes, Margo, you said you could always be honest with our God. You can tell God, if you want to tell him, you blame him. Tell him, because he already know. Be honest. Minister Margo just said you can always be honest with our God. But when God gets to minister to you, if you let him, all I can say is God's will. God's will. When, let me see what I have on this paper. I put down here, God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. A lot of times God put us in a place so that he could bless us even more. I pray the blessing of Joel over your life, that when you lost your child, God give it back to you tenfold. I pray the blessing. Now, a lot of times, children may not come back from you. They may come in another form with kids that need a mom. They will just come and latch on to you. And I hope you'll be there to provide them with what they need. When, you know, we talk to God, we have to be so honest. We have to be so, as they say, straight up. We have to be in a place where we have to say, God, even right here, if you honest with yourself. If you're happy with them, be honest with yourself. If you're faking it, be honest with yourself. Margot said, just remember, the love is always there. Look, his love always remains. But God is never going to put no more on us than we could bear. Allow God to minister to your heart. Allow God to minister to you. Because one thing I do know, that God will heal the broken heart. I know. Ooh, baby. When you depend on Jesus. I've been saying this for the last week. It's a new season. It's a new day. God's anointing is flowing my way. In this place right here, a lot of us is going to deal with some things that we didn't think would ever happen. That's why we have to love on each other every day as though it's a new love or a last love. Because, see, when we lose father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouses, uncles and aunts, cousins and friends, when we lose them, and I'm talking about when they're gone on. When they're gone on, we don't have that chance to say, I'm sorry. Even if they don't receive it, to get it off of you, I'm sorry. Whatever I did, whether you know it or not, whatever I did, I'm sorry. Allow God to take you to that place where you will be blessed beyond yourself. Because, see, once you move that blockage out the way, if they don't receive you, that's on them. Let them deal with God on their own level. But once you do what God has instructed you to do, okay, let's go back. Before we finish, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 27, but God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Next. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. So, the foolish things to confound the wise, and the weak things to confound the things that are mighty. So things that's holding on to us, we holding on to, we can't let go because we don't understand and God didn't get our permission. I guess that's how some of us feel. God's getting our attention right now. He's getting the world's attention. And don't think the enemy ain't trying to use, yeah, I said the word ain't, trying to use other things to distract what's really going on here. When they shut down the churches, the schools, and everything else, that allowed us to be in a place where, okay, are you going to still do what I told you to do? Are you going to still say what I told you to say? Are you going to still tell me to sing you? You will go. Taylor said, you will say it. Are you going to still be my vessel? Allow me to use you. Because a lot of times, we don't want people to look at us a certain way. You can look at me however you want. I was skinny before. I was medium. Now I'm a big girl, but it's okay. I'm still in the land of the living, doing what God told me to do. Took me a little bit to get here, but I'm just saying, I'm yours, Lord. All that I am, all that I got, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see. See if I can be completely yours. Yes. I'm yours, Lord. I got a yes in my spirit. I said, God, whatever you do in this season, don't forget about me. God, whatever you're doing in this season, teach me how to keep my heart in your hands, in your presence. Teach me how to keep my heart on the altar that I could forever depend on you. Because, God, you are God. The foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the weak things of this world to confound those that is mighty. I just thank God for his word on tonight. I hope and pray that you all were blessed by what was said. I gave you the scriptures. You can go back and read it for yourself. You can go back and just talk to God and tell God to teach you how to release and let go. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You got to remember when Paul and Silas was locked up and they started praising God, that at midnight represents this new day. Y'all, let's start living right now like it's our midnight. It's a new day. It's a new season. God is doing what God do. And I just want you to just every morning just wake up saying thank you, Lord. Go to bed every night saying thank you, Lord. Keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it. Tell it get down in your spirit, and God is going to put a want in you. God, I want to know you. I want to be used by you. God, I want to love the way you love. I want to see things the way you see things. I want to talk the way you talk, because when God talks, now, don't get me wrong. If you're doing something wrong, God going to tell you about yourself. He's going to send a witness. So just know that God is God. Let God be God in your life. Let God use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Accept God's will, God's way. All right, everybody, thank you for joining in. I'm Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I'm here every other Friday. And when I'm not here, Apostle Antoine Thomas is here on Friday night. We are sharing every month the Fridays that's in it. And if there's a fifth month, Friday of that month, we will be co-pastoring together. Brother, he's a prophet, and I will just basically be his amen corner. But I'm okay with that. Thank you, Chris. I love you, girl. I'm just so excited about what God is doing in my life, because I want to tell y'all something. I didn't always think like this. Oh, my God. But God freed me. I'm yours, Lord. All that I am. All that I'm not. All that I have. I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see. See if I can be completely yours. God, I thank you for my new season. Ah, glory to God. God, I thank you for my new season. I'm not saying it's all perfect. But one thing I'm saying, I give God complete control over my life. God is doing a new thing. Get on board, everybody. Let's pray before we end tonight. God, we thank you for your word going out. We thank that every ear that heard it heard what it was said. We thank you that every heart that received it received what was said. God, we thank you that even the more they're going to search for you, look for you, God, they're going to even live for you. God, because in this season, this day, and this time, you're doing a new thing. The spirit realm and in the natural, the shift has started. God, the shift has started. God, teach us how to depend on you with this shift. Teach us how to stay before you with this shift. God, teach us how to depend that you got this ship all in your hands. Because God, not you use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, because the shift is in motion. The shift, I'm telling you, the shift is in motion. Oh, my God. Black lives matter. All lives matter. Christian life matters. The kingdom matters. Y'all better get a hold to the shift, because God is doing something. I pray over every household. I pray over every head of household. I pray over every child, every teenager, every young adult, every elder adult, every senior adult. God, I pray over every household that you keep every household, that you cover it in your blood. You keep the blood on the doorpost, people, that God may come and bless thee. God, I'm just, oh, my God, I'm just excited. I'm excited. I'm excited, God. I'm excited. God, thank you for using the foolish things. You used a young man that nobody knew named George Floyd. You used that thing. You used that young man. You used that situation, God, to bring the world to its knees to say, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. He's doing what you called him to do, where you took a weak thing, somebody that didn't nobody know but his family and friends, but the world knows his name, and it's all because of you, God. Yes, Lord, it's all because of you, because you're shifting. You said the first shall be last and the last shall be first. God, you're doing a new thing in this world, on this earth, in this earth realm. God, for we just ask you to keep our house. Take out all the division. Take out all the evil spirits, oh God. We ask you to let it go out the window. We throw out all the demonic spirits in our house. We throw it out with the water, God, because you're going to come in and wash anew. Wash anew, God, anew in our spirit, anew in our atmosphere. God, we just want to say, cover us, cover us, cover us with your blood. Yes, my God, yes, my God, yes, my God. God, I thank you. God, teach us how to let you be our everything. Teach us how to truly understand you are our breath that we breathe. Teach us, oh God. Teach us how to let us allow you to take a hold to our footsteps. Take a hold to our ear gates. Take a hold to our eyes. Teach us how to take a hold to our lips to let you do it, God, that we will only speak what you say. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. For we are more than conquerors, God. If you said it, that's enough for us, oh God. That's enough for me. God, teach us how to make our relationship with you personal. For I so love the Lord. Hallelujah. I so love the Lord that I surrender my will and my way. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Teach us, oh God, how to be like Joshua 24:15. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Teach us, oh God. Teach us, oh Lord. God, I place my own house under Holy Ghost arrest. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, yes I do, yes I do. I don't care what nobody say. I place my own house under Holy Ghost arrest. In Jesus' name, everything and everybody in it will line up with your word, God. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray deliverance and healing fall on everybody that's watching, that's hearing. Share the video that somebody else may be saved. Somebody, I don't care if they just hear the last part, but I promise you, if you allow God to be the head of your household, you may can't claim them on your tax, but I bet you your return will come back tenfold. In Jesus' name, amen. Blog Talk is here on Mondays from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Mondays, we have different speakers the first, second, third, and fourth Monday of the month. Every now and then, the fifth Monday of a month, that's dedicated to the youth. That is Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron through Smile 3E. Every Sunday, we have Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron. Let's Talk is the program through Smile 3E at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle-elect, Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser, that Sunday morning. This Wednesday coming up, I'm sorry, I keep saying Wednesday. God must be going to do something on a Wednesday. This is the third Monday coming up. You all join in on Facebook Live as well as call in on this Blog Talk radio. The number is 310-861-2354. And our very own Minister Margot McCoy will be our speaker. That's Margot McCoy. I'm sorry for saying McCoy. God has a word in that woman of God's mouth. You will be blessed. Please join in. And don't forget, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew 6:33. Yes, I know I've said it three times. For the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm sorry, Margot, say it's the second Monday coming up. Is it? I thought this was the third Monday coming up. Well, we're going to check the calendar and we're going to see. Because I thought Troy just did Monday. But we're going to check the calendar and we're going to see. But whoever it is, you all join in. And with that being said, we're going to say good night, everyone. Ain't nothing you can do about it, but we love you with the love of the Lord. Love of the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. Good night. Oh, I forgot to push the button.